You are a wonder. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 551 and part 17 of the current series based on Psalm 139. Today, we're in verses 19 to 22. They read, "Oh, that you would kill the wicked, O God, and that the bloodthirsty would depart from me. Those who speak of you maliciously and lift themselves up against you for evil. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies." Rather bloodthirsty. Is this the right attitude? What's going on in David's heart? I think he's reflecting on his intense opposition to God's enemies. He is distressed by threats to his own life and threats to God's honor. David wants the unrighteous as far away from him as possible. It's not a personal vendetta he intends to carry out. I mean, remember how he treated Saul with such respect and restraint. As the Tyndale commentary says on this passage, for all of its vehemence, the hatred in this passage is not spite, but zeal for God. Indeed, as Hard Sayings of the Bible puts it, to see evil and not be alarmed by it is a sign that there is something terribly wrong with us. No, this is the kind of prayer we pray when we are in trouble from opposition. It might remind us of Psalm 6 and verse 8. Depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. Read the papers, watch the news and weep, and pray for evil to depart. It is permissible to pray passionately for the removal of people who oppose God. Sometimes the people opposing us just won't go away. What do we do? Well, if they don't move, we can. We can avoid unhelpful people, 1 Corinthians 15:33. We can avoid being yoked to them, 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. And we can shun friendship with the world, James 4, verse 4. Do you need to do any of those? And where is Jesus in all this? Well, of course, his loyalty to his heavenly Father was total. When tempted, he responded with, "Worship the Lord your God and serve only him," Luke 4, verse 8. And when opposed, even by his family, he remained loyal to his Father's agenda. In Matthew 12, 49-50, pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." This inspires us and helps us to have the same attitude. Because we cannot serve two masters, can we? Luke 14, 26. We must choose who we love. We must be able to say to God, "Your enemies are my enemies, and I know that my enemies are your enemies." I believe that's what's going on with David here, distressed by threats to himself and threats to the dishonoring of God. Do you feel torn in any area of your life between God and the agenda of the world right now? If you sense a struggle, can you offer it to God in prayer and ask him for strength to be decisive? Pray for the courage to distance yourself from the unhelpful or harmful influences and to stand firm in your loyalty to God. Next time, we'll go on to verses 23-24 and finish the psalm and this series. By the way, I'm planning a spiritual experience day based on this psalm in the spring of 2025. So if you'd be interested or have any questions, email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. I hope and pray you find these thoughts helpful today. Until the next time, take care and God bless.